mic.
Welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Mocha Gumbo, and I'm Kevin.
I'm James.
And I'm Owen.
Owen joining us today. What you're listening to is not what I meant to put on, but it's pretty hardcore.
I'm digging it.
James, I think you're actually on. I think it's just your headphones. Go ahead and talk. Yep, you are. Absolutely are.
Yeah, scoot those up. Scoot my headphones up.
You better?
I can't hear me.
Wow. Do you hear what's going on behind us right now? Okay. Let's go to our namesake and turn on the
I definitely can't hear it. So you might want to scoot me up.
Okay. I'll scoot you up on
the technical difficulties. Right here? On the way end.
Testing.
That's me.
This is testing.
Owen. This is you.
Testing.
That better?
I hear you.
Testies? Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Hey.
Alrighty.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Pirate Radio.
We already did the intro.
I know, but I wanted to do it.
To be a pirate. One of you is on too loud, and it's completely my fault.
He just breathed
into the mic.
Oh, and just be completely quiet for the entire hour, and just
it's better than Julian. I don't know if you know Julian, but when we had Julian on as a guest, he was chewing gum the whole time, and just all you hear was.
Well, the thing is, I didn't realize until there was like a pause in the conversation, and then all you hear is.
And then all you.
So for like 20 minutes of the podcast or 20 minutes of the show, you just hear vague, like faintly in the background, like punctuating all of our sentences. Owen, how you doing? How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm excited.
You're
to be
live
here.
To the whole world right now.
This is really.
I don't know about that.
The entire
think he's
world.
To maybe a 10-mile sphere.
Yeah, which is the world,
which includes underground.
I'll tell you what though. Because I told my parents that. That I was going to be on the radio, and I told them, you know, it's a WJRH.com or whatever, and like supposedly they got it to work earlier, so they could be listening.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, like it's better than you would think. Yeah,
that's awesome. A honeymoon period, because I told my parents and they listened for a couple of shows, and then it just became routine and they stopped.
Yeah,
thanks mom and dad. I make them listen to it when they pick me up or we're going somewhere. I'll put it on and be like, here's what you missed.
You should have put on the most
for like
recent
5
episode.
hours. I did.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
my so mom's good. Like, what is this? When we got to the
Oopsie doopsie.
Stop talking.
It's a big decline.
Yeah, I couldn't play the whole thing for her.
I probably wouldn't have listened to the whole thing again, honestly.
I was crying laughing.
Yeah,
it's really bad because we were in the car and I was listening to it and I was laughing at you, but then I said something funny, so I was laughing at myself and she's like, "You're a narcissistic pig." Like, she, I can't believe that. I was like, "Oh, me." It was really funny. I think the closer we get to the end of the year, or the farther we've gone in this, the less we care and the funnier it gets.
Oh yeah, it just gets more raunchy.
Because we used to be like careful, like, all right, what can we do? Let's talk about
like butts.
Yeah.
Let's talk about poopy.
James, the first time you wanted to say something like slightly risque, it wasn't risque at all, but you were just like, I was like, what's the matter? You're like, I was gonna say something, I don't know if I could say it. I'm like, dude, go ahead and say it. And you're like, penis. Which is
that's
totally
bold.
Fine, because it's not, I mean...
Yeah, what are the are they up there?
They're right up there. So, we did this last
time. Oh, they're
right
up there, folks.
Don't stereotype or offend people with regard to their religion, race, national. Just as a national.
Just national.
National.
Background, gender, or other characteristics. No programming. My favorite one is no programming inciting imminent lawless action.
We've done that several times.
We've caused several riots. I can't believe
Gamers,
the FCC isn't on.
Rise up!
Gamers, rise up.
Isn't on to us yet. And avoid cursing. So that's kind of vague. But penis is just a...
Yeah, I mean, that's just
anatomical. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, like, so we can
like
say
fair game.
We can say things like incest pornography,
okay.
And it's okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, now you're getting into territory of, like, should we?
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure it's okay.
James, I just saw you. Oh, you just turned pink. Could you imagine? I saw them setting up for the quad before.
Because, like, giggled before.
It's like a bunch of family tours. And this
let's
is our radio.
The radio, like, see what's
and as soon as they hit the button, just... It's not, look, you can totally say it. It's just, I don't... The thing, the problem is, like, if we were a private radio, like, if we were a company, if we were making money off of this, we would have executives being like, this doesn't sell, we shouldn't do this. Hmm. There are no hard and fast rules. It's just if after the fact Lafayette College administrators are like, yeah, I don't think I like us talking about it.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
There was, there were...
But think, then they're forced to listen to our show.
Wow, that's coming in loud.
That out there?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Whatever.
This happened, remember the corduroys?
Oh my god. Yeah, before your time,
before your time.
There was a chords concert, and they were, first of all, they sounded great.
Where?
Like, right outside on the steps.
Really?
Oh, they sounded great, but it was constantly getting
And the window was open. So you would just hear, it, like, they would be quiet, and then all of a sudden just harmonies just... We would be talking, and it would just come out from over.
It was like,
it's really annoying.
I'm like, okay, all
right. Right on, like, this, the porch?
Literally right here, yeah, pretty much.
Sometimes we still do that, like, after practice, and it's always really depressing, because, like, we'll come out, and we'll have gotten, like, great work done, and we'll start singing a song on the porch, and, like, one person will walk by during the song,
and just
kind of give, like, an absent-minded nod. Thanks, guys.
It's like a 75-year-old man who just kind of waddles up.
Walking his dog, like, oh, it's really nice, you know?
Yo, those are great voices.
You should just start doing, if that's the scenario, you should just start doing really depressing, like dark Gregorian hymns. Nobody's gonna listen. It's like slightly raining too. Nobody's out there. What was I gonna say? Oh man, my eyes are itchy.
What is the significance of the name Mocha Gumbo?
The insignificance is the significance.
We actually talked about this recently. So there's a phenomena where. Especially with names.
The singular form of phenomena is phenomenon.
There is a specific subset of names. It's two-syllable words that just sound great. So,
think of any franchise. Mickey Donnell.
Burger King.
Home Depot.
Arby's.
You're really not convincing me now.
James said this, and it's true. At first I was like, oh yeah, Coca-Cola. Like, it's just got like this rhythm to it. But then he goes,
everything else.
When NDEs.
I was like, he's like, yeah, a lot of great franchises. I was like, oh yeah, of course. And I named, like, we just started naming things that totally didn't fit.
Oh,
the
yeah, like Subway Fresh.
I think whatever show you did, like, early in the semester, I remember I dropped in. I didn't hear the first part, but I just remember you guys talking about things and, like, syllables and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I texted you just wah, 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 wah.
Yes, to, like, yeah, yeah. Your point. That's when I knew you had to come on the show. That was brilliant. But, like, I guess more like slogans, right? Like Subway, Eat Fresh. That's four syllables.
Oh, yeah.
Two syllables. Yeah, sure.
Or not
Home Depot,
syllables,
you can do it, we can help. Arby's, we have... Oh, there we go.
Oh, we have
We
meats.
Have the meats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of more.
It all spurned from a tweet I saw from one of my favorite game designers who created a new company called Second Dinner. And, like, it just sounds nice.
Second Dinner. Yeah, there it is.
Mm-hmm. So we decided, like, what are two fun words that have no correlation with each other? Two-syllable words. And then Mocha Gumbo. Spawned from that. And it does. It has a good mouth.
It's got a nice, yeah.
Like,
there's a lot of,
good,
like, oh, kind of, like, nice vowels. Mocha. And, yeah, it just kind of goes.
It sounds better like that, but I don't have
Mocha
that
Gumbo.
Mocha Gumbo.
Am
I breaking rule number two? I didn't mean to. It just sounded good.
No, I can't do that.
And also the first show I did with my other co-host was Disco Cheerio with this kid Eric, freshman year.
Orange Shirt Eric?
Orange Shirt Eric.
Classic.
Orange Shirt Eric. Orange that's five syllables, but...
Whatever.
That sounds good also.
Real.
Yeah.
You know what? I've noticed that brands all have syllables in their names.
Yeah,
like, great brands.
There's this phenomenon.
There's this phenomenon.
We get distracted by the English language so often on the show.
Yeah, that, Marxism, and I guess more recently, incest pornography.
Look, I know you can say it. I get it. You can do that if you want to. But, all right, but just for some background, because now that you're saying that, I think I'm not going to give the full background, but I'm just going to say... This was a topic we were going to talk about a couple of weeks... Two weeks ago?
Yeah, last week.
There's some interesting social data, like sociological data on this. And it would be interesting to talk about, but the fact of the matter is we have to say those two words several times in order to talk about it.
Well,
and
I
don't
always
feel
use
like...
code, right?
Yeah.
I have a feeling the code we make up is going to
be way
worse than the actual thing itself. Because I was just about to like spew one. I was like, I don't know about that. Don't you dare.
Come on.
You're really like thinking you're trying hard right now, aren't you?
like a familial hanky-panky, maybe?
That is so long.
It's so much worse, too.
FHP, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I could dig it.
I wish we could. We, honest to God, that's the sort of stuff I'm talking about. It's not, if we didn't have any restrictions, we would go for it, but it's
that's
just,
why you need the late night show.
That's why you gotta do the late night.
Yeah, we gotta tiptoe around these things, and if I would just go for it, and it would be so interesting. Mm. There is some really interesting stuff to talk
about. There's some great
data
on there.
Telling you, look at it. Oh, and I'm gonna show you after this show ends.
I mean, Kevin, I'm sure
you're
Kevin's
gonna look
doing
at
his own
it.
Research. But
let's go to.
Oh God, no,
no, no.
What are you googling?
I'm going to Google.com.
You don't have to.
Have
Google.
You guys seen this before? This website's insane. So you can type in whatever you want, and like, oh, and pick something.
Mocha gumbo.
Mocha gumbo.
Oh yeah, I'm actually kind of interested.
And look,
there it is.
Whoa,
oh, wait.
Wow.
Mocha Yule Log.
Oh. Wow. But anyway, Google will show you whatever you want.
That's our show.
Yeah. You can look up pictures of terriers.
You guys want to listen to our own show as we do. I'm calling it our show as like I've been here since the good old day.
That's like Sarah Franco. You know what she does? Every time we talk about 9 to 5, she always says things like, oh man, I love singing in that song. It's like, wait a second. That's not you.
We did find something interesting, actually. But now that we're here, this is mochadad.com. One father's quest to be a better dad. Oh. My favorite food, gumbo.
That's nice.
Would you look at that? This is a true mocha gumbo dad. Looks like a good gumbo, too, to be honest with you. You know, for a show named Mocha Gumbo, I know very little about gumbo.
I know next to nothing about gumbo.
I know more about jambalaya than I do gumbo. What? Jambalaya is a fantastic dish.
Is it different from? I thought these were all just words for just like throwing a bunch
like
of stuff
a
into
stew?
A pot and just.
No,
like
I think I'm pretty
works.
Sure jambalaya is more like hearty meat based, like a chorizo. Or
I think jambalaya
chicken.
Is just happy gumbo. If I'm gonna be honest with you,
it no, sounds it's jive-balaya. You know.
Shut up. No, there's another one too. There's gumbo, there's jambalaya, and then there's isn't there something else?
Another like funny sounding like one? Because I guess you could
like
say
a chowder.
Chowder?
Like no.
A
chowder.
Yeah, that's a soup. Although to be honest, is chowder a soup or is it more of a gumbo?
Chowder is a soup, but gumbo is a stew.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah,
I think it definitely jambalaya is definitely one of those things that you don't get often, but when you do, oh boy.
I can't remember the last
fantastic.
Time I had a jambalaya.
Another
Jambalaya Jimmy's. That was the last time.
What?
It seems like you bought that for half
hang
a
on,
second.
Hang on, where is this place?
No, Jambalaya Jimmy's.
Jambalaya Jimmy's down in the junction. Jambalaya Jimmy's at the junction.
Junction.
Me, Jack, and Jill went there last...
But you're Kevin.
June.
So that...
June.
You gotta change your name.
Oh, are they playing the new Billy Ray Cyrus song up there?
What is with you in the song?
It slaps. We're gonna play that during our break.
We did awards for the cast of Marquee Players earlier today, and I think we were there for like an hour. I think James mentioned this new Billy Ray, I can't speak, the song like four times.
Why? Are you a Billy Ray Cyrus fan?
No, it's a song that has no place in country. And
I was just about to ask, is it like tractor, whiskey, girlfriend?
Oh,
breakup?
No, it slaps. It's a lot of horses. It's like, I got horses in the front, horses in the back, more horses in the front.
I thought you meant
front,
like the musical, like
and
accompaniment.
Even more horses
it's just
in the back.
Clap of horses.
They had
for
so
like
many horses.
Minutes.
A lot of horses. Yeah. There are an extraordinary amount of horses in that song.
Like mentioned.
Yeah.
Lyrically. Okay.
He says horses in the back
horses
and the
are
front.
The singers.
Mmm. The back of. Billy Ray is...
The horses play the instruments, the singers, they do percussion. And,
that's right.
Billy Ray Cyrus, in fact, himself is...
Well, it's like...
A
Mustang. It's like that shit where... Was I talking... I don't remember who I was talking about this, but to do a show, like a musical, where the pit is comprised of
we
like human beings that are just making like... for like a, you know, sounds. And then the actors are like just instruments being wheeled around on the stage and like their voices are like just that, like the person playing the instrument.
I built off of this a little
Wait,
bit.
That's amazing. That's brilliant.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yes. Well, is that so a good idea? I was thinking this would be a ripe opportunity for Mr. Horn. So what I have,
the idea for the musical
that I have building off of that is we do that, right? Mm-hmm. So the singers are in the pit, the pit is on stage.
Right.
Not the pit, just the instruments. Mm-hmm. Although I guess the pit could ventriloquize the instruments.
Sure, yeah.
And what we'll do is we'll have one human on there. One human on stage. And his goal is, like, he really wants to do a show. But in this world, he wants to be on stage.
Mm.
So his name is Michael Hornwall, right?
Oh.
And over the course of the show, he learns how to be a horn. And he becomes Mr. Horn.
That sounds like Tusk.
What?
Much lighter.
What is Tusk?
Have you ever seen Tusk?
No.
Tusk is about a
man. You've never seen Tusk?
Tusk
Wait,
is a
now,
horror movie.
Now, in light of how you said that, explain it and act like we should totally know what this is. But go ahead.
All right, well, Tusk is a horror movie where a man kidnaps another man and physically and mentally transforms him into a walrus. It's horrific. It is one of the most disgusting films I've ever witnessed.
I love that it's not like he wants to be a walrus, like he has to turn
someone else
into a walrus.
That reminds me, what's that movie, The Fly?
The Fly.
Have you seen The Fly?
Yep.
The Brundle Fly?
Yeah.
I was on Reddit and I was just looking at like the most horrifying movies and that came up.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, it's 80s CGI, which is really just 80s makeup and, you know, special effects.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks, you would think like, oh, it looks like Troll 2. But it's terrifying.
Yeah,
it's pretty. But I think it's more terrifying than CGI.
Because
it's real material.
Yeah.
Like it's actual.
Visceral, you're right.
Ugh, I don't like it
Isn't
at
that
all.
That a good word? Visceral?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you like that?
Just wait till the end of the day. You're going to learn another word. Hopefully.
Two new words. Well,
word of the day kind
you know
of deal?
What bean feast means?
Bean?
I still can't
hear any of our voices,
by the way.
No, you can't hear our voices.
No.
Maybe this
is me.
Wait.
I am coming in, though, right?
Talking in?
Yeah, what's up?
Wow, you're low. My bad. Go ahead.
Is it better?
Yeah,
I still can't hear myself, but...
I can certainly hear you. Well, you've gotten closer and farther.
Yeah.
By the way, rule of thumb, not for James, but if...
Gotcha.
Talk now.
Hello.
Like you regularly.
Just talking.
Keep talking.
Just guys being dudes.
There you go.
Please stop. That's really okay.
Yeah, it's really hard. We're just trying to float around here, but I've had episodes where it's like this the entire time.
Yeah.
It's really annoying. So that's going to be... So just for reference, James, at time code 1725 is when you actually entered the show.
Oh, actually?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. You had levels. It just might have been low.
So if either of you guys have noticed, and I'm only going to tell the story because I think it's funny, like... If you notice my wounds from the other night...
Those are conspicuously... What kind of wounds are those, James?
What is...
Where were you, James?
I was attacked
Who
by
is
a,
she, James?
I was attacked by a band of geriatric vampires last night.
That is...
And they really did a number on me. That's the story I told Eric.
What an absolutely horrible story. Did that come like that? Like you were,
I woke up this morning. I looked in the mirror. I was like, I gotta think of something funny for this.
That was a bold move, though, because I'm wondering what the odds are that I would have noticed. Because I would have called you out.
Some people notice right away, and some
people. Your collar is covering it.
That's why I'm wearing this shirt. It's for the
collar.
Looks
really nice.
Thank you.
Nice shirt.
But it's like, oh, like it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Those are some hefty vampires.
Yeah.
Geriatric, you said?
Geriatric. Yeah.
Wow.
Because they wouldn't make like. Actual bites, they would just gum it. That's the joke.
Took a bit.
It's layered.
Took a bit, yeah. That's a good one. I like that.
Thank you.
Did you steal that or is that yours?
No, that's mine.
I like that.
I'm funny.
I'm funny.
I'm funny. Listen to me.
I wonder if Renan's listening. I think Renan.
I wonder if anyone's listening. All right, ready? Right now.
Oh, let's practice our harmony. We got 40 minutes to practice harmonies.
Oh, awesome.
On the radio.
We actually are not allowed to sing. We were explicitly told not to sing on the radio, I believe.
Really?
Really?
I think so.
Wow.
Thank you to...
Remember that crowd I was telling you about before? That's a double whammy.
Yikes.
People just, like, after late night, just rapping hardcore.
Maybe Eric's listening. Maybe Jack Mueller's listening, because he Snapchatted me. He usually doesn't Snapchat me. Either that or the dull boys are doing something stupid again.
Odds.
I mean, it's much more likely.
Well, it's very nice out. I can't blame anyone for doing something stupid right
it's
now.
It's beautiful
for
out.
Consuming alcohol.
I was going
to
go fishing, but...
You fish?
Yeah. Well, I just got...
Oh, my God.
Do I fish? I just brought my pole up from my house. don't know why I didn't like the way that sounded.
Well, don't worry. I didn't like it either.
I brought my pole up from my house, and I was going to go for... This is another word. I brought my pole up from my house to go fishing for shad in the Delaware.
Excuse me?
Shad?
Shad.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's like a kind of fish?
Yeah. It's actually a saltwater fish that swims upstream to lay its eggs.
Wow. Like a salmon.
Yeah. It's kind of like salmon. You're absolute. Oh, jeez. James, I think we knock into the mics at least twice.
Yeah,
an episode.
We definitely have.
And it's not even like, sometimes it's not an accident. Sometimes I'll just go.
Or sometimes I'm like, I'll like fiddle with it as soon as the show starts, and Kevin's like, welcome back to. It's like, stop.
James just chucks it against the wall. Anyway, yeah, I do fish. I was going to go fishing today in the Delaware.
When did that start?
Some shad. Oh, I've been fishing since I was a wee lad. I don't know what accent that was. But
I don't
know
what my pirate accent was. It got like pretty Scottish in the end.
It should kind of be.
Love it. College radio in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, no, that's just Scottish. Yeah.
Is that what that is?
You're listening. Listening. To WJRH.
Oh, yeah.
104.9.
That's like impressive. Scottish is like hard to do.
Yeah,
I know because I've failed in many
really
accents.
It's really throaty.
In,
it's super
several
hard.
Shows.
Those are, yo, man. I've never had to do, I've just played like middle class white men.
We discussed this when we were making
I've never had to stretch myself from like where I live.
So, we always,
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania was the first show. I was like, gee, how do I get into that? Let me do some character development for Clifford Bradshaw.
He walks in, they're like, you're in. That's it. Perfect. We were talking in when we were making your award, and we were saying how you are always cast as either a misogynistic jerk or a bumbling but lovable idiot.
Yeah. Is that what I am? Are those my two?
I feel like much more of the latter than the former.
Thank you.
But it's interesting to see that you are like, it's just two roles.
It's been going on since high school.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Yep. Those two things. I was Scrooge. Mm. I was some, you know, Rumors by Neil Simon. You ever hear that one?
No.
It was a play, not a musical. But again, just an entitled jerk.
Mm.
I don't know. I hope it doesn't say anything about my character. It's not like a referendum on who I am as a person.
No, you're just like
every director just does it as a snide. Yeah, you're a
you're
big
a
surprise.
Entitled jackass. You're number four.
Yeah,
in number four in the musical about.
absolute buffoon. Yeah, Kevin Milton. Just give it to him. You don't even need to audition.
We
got the cast list made up already.
We did. I took Shay's. Me and Sarah found Shay's script and looked at all of the character bios and started blacking them out like blackout poetry.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had it. I can't say any of it on here.
We
made some raunchy stuff. Oh wow! All right, 23 minutes. That was quick.
We could do a song or two.
It's about time.
Just come back, yeah.
What
can
do you
scoot my levels up real quick on the headphones?
Yeah.
Thank you. I still can't hear myself, but that's how much my headphones. I'll tug on the...
Here? Is that Owen or you?
The one I'm tugging on. You see that?
Hello?
On the left of you.
Wait, keep going.
Who?
This one.
Yeah.
Alright, I think I just turned Owen up to 7,000. How's that?
Is that better? I still can't hear, like people.
Really?
It's fine. It really doesn't matter. I can still hear you guys like perfectly.
Right. I can figure it out.
I can't hear how I'm coming in, but
I'll figure it out when we go to break. Do you have anything?
Yeah.
All right. What do you got? What do you got, kiddo?
So this song is.
Wait. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to cut you off. I think. Oh wait. No. I guess it doesn't matter. I was gonna say because you're on.
Yeah. I mean, you could play it up there.
Yeah. I'll play it up here.
So this song is called "Old Town Road Remix" by Lil Nas X.
Okay.
And
you guessed
and,
it.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Everybody's favorite Billy Ray Cyrus.
So, enjoy.
Okay, wait. Oh, boy. All right, yeah, this is Old Town Road Remix, Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. We hope you enjoy it. We'll be back in a few moments.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse. ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch. Now, nah, can't nobody tell me nothing.
Spend a lot of money on my brand new guitar. Baby's got a habit, diamond rings and Fendi sports bras. Riding down Rodeo in my Maserati sports car. Got no stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I kick on back. Wish I could roll on back to that old town road. I wanna ride till I can't. Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town. Fall in this hole again. I should know better than this. Time flies funny when you're getting older. I should know better than this. Think I fell too deep and it hurt so hard. How you getting me to let my guard down for you? And you're bringing out all the reckless parts. But I love it, oh I love it. I'm afraid of the dark. I get lost in the thought of what I'll do with you. I'm afraid of the dark. Always take it too far when I'm with you. With you. Up in a rabbit hole last night, made it look like a palace. You broken, even though I left my door open. Now I'm taking sips of your potion. Take control of all my emotions. Think I fell too deep and it hurt so hard. How you getting me to let my guard down for you? And you're bringing out all the reckless parts. But I love it. Know that it'll be okay. I'm afraid, I'm afraid. I'm afraid, I'm afraid. Know that it'll be okay. Cause I kinda like
when I'm with.
Welcome back. You are still listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania.
Your voice was so sultry, and then it just went off the rail.
I'm Kevin, and that's... What's your name again?
Yimbus.
Yimbus, and you're...
Oh, God, what's my... No.
We threw out his name!
Welcome back with Kev Yimbus and...
James, I don't know what to do with your levels, man.
What do you mean? How bad are they?
Go from over here to Yimbus. I don't know what to do. Here we go. That sounds good. All right. Good. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Town. I'm just going to start making up a sentence.
You know what I'm going to start? You know, all I want to do is take my horse to the hotel room.
Is that... Were those the lyrics?
Was that the...
Till I can't no more. Yeah.
To the hotel room?
The horse is a euphemism for a woman.
That's not cool, Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's not Billy Ray. That's the Lil Xanax or something like that.
All right, well, Lil Nas X. Come on, man.
Yeah.
They're not... It's not a horse. It's a doll.
There's a horse in the hospital. That doesn't even deserve a fake clap.
I gave it to myself. See, that's the beauty about the theater of the mind. I can do whatever I want. Be like, thank you, Owen.
And also, since nobody can see us, you can be clapping and like maybe it's me clapping.
Yeah, know? That's what
Nobody
I'm saying.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
Yeah. I can just be like, James, stop. Stop, dude. Put that button. Stop unbuttoning your shirt. This is weird. This is weird. We have a guest in the studio. You're being weird. And then by the power of suggestion, he actually does it.
Yeah. I look down on my shirt. I'm like,
what are you talking about? I knew you were going to say that. By the way, is the worst thing to happen to the internet.
Agreed?
Hmm?
I said agreed?
Yes. Yeah. It's pretty
horrible.
I don't
even really know what that is. What does that mean?
It comes from like... there's people out there that now can hear us talking about ooh. I was just... Well, it comes from anime. And if you've not heard... anime is a rendering of... But it's... I think it comes from like the anime culture online. I think it started in 4chan, which, by the way...
Where everything begins.
I hate that. Maybe it's just the news cycle lately that's What's making this? Me not... like. I like it with the British twang.
Ooh, what's this?
Lisa, may I have another?
I don't even know how you would do that. Yeah. Are you Tiny Tim as an anime like fanboy?
Tiny Tim, dude. He's a. Oh no, I'm thinking of Futurama.
No, you're thinking of Oliver.
Oliver.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Dickens.
Lisa. Oliver Dickens.
No, I was thinking of Oliver.
His first name. Was Charles Dickens the one? Do you remember like this fake fun fact? It's not true, right? Charles Dickens is Charles Dickens. But I remember someone telling me in grade school that Charles Dickens was like a pseudonym for like Publius almost. Do you remember hearing that?
For what?
Oh,
you remember hearing that?
I've not heard that, but that was a thing
that I swear to God, like a teacher, like in my formative years, like planted in my head.
And now
Charles
now
Dickens
never going
is not a real person.
Interesting. It's actually an amalgamation of people just
it's all English authors.
All, yeah.
Which
oh, no,
honestly
it's,
is true.
It's not even like it's a bunch of different authors under the same pseudonym. It's a physical amalgamation. Like a horrific science experiment
with like
four
seven arms,
with like arms just writing on papers everywhere,
and just like weird, like just British sounding lines from British literature.
Yeah.
Well, that's like the Shakespeare argument, isn't it? That like he
it's
didn't
several
write
people.
Everything. Yeah.
Yeah. That just seems hard to believe, doesn't it?
Yeah.
People go to Shakespeare ghostwriters. You think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
James, talk again.
Yeah.
Thank you, leaf blower, and the bass thumping through my entire body right now. It's really comfortable.
They're probably louder than I am, honestly.
Oh, here we go.
Wait, I think they actually are.
Here we
are.
Go, folks. They're coming right by us.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah!
Yeah! We actually added a new segment. It's called Love Leaf Blower
Yeah, this segment really,
blows.
Everyone just lean into your mic a
little
bit.
Blower Time?
Can you imagine if they, like... They zoomed the mower over to the window and were like, hey, are we ruining
our,
your
our
show?
Levels?
They got their own mic out there for the leaf blower.
One would think, you know.
I think,
I'm going to listen back to the show and I'm not going to be there at all.
I think
it's just going to be you and Owen reacting to
things,
air.
To things that people can't hear.
Do I hear, hold on. This isn't perfect. Do I hear Renan? Renan's out there.
I know you're out there, Renan.
Is he?
I think the speakers are on too. The monitors are on out there, so he knows we're in here.
I don't know.
But like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he'd look like.
They're like, oh, what's going on? Renan was
the patron saint.
The patron saint. He's right there, actually. He's in the center.
He's the guy in the middle.
He's the guy in the middle.
See that?
Oh, yeah.
I think he was responsible for Teal, if I'm not mistaken.
What's Teal?
So Teal is this nifty little thing right here that we record our shows on. It used to be... Could you even record when we came in here?
Yeah.
You could, but it was awkward.
It was
weird.
I think he was the one who integrated the email with Teal. It made it much easier.
Is that what it was?
It was something, I don't know.
But I thought he was the... Because look down here. If you click this...
Yeah.
It's Renan's name. I thought he was the architect of the whole thing. Anyway, yeah, he's the godfather of the radio studio.
Oh, hang on, I'm sorry. I was getting a call from Azerbaijan. Very important. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Oh, maybe a prince.
Oh, dude, there's a ton of princes that need help actually right now. I just sent a COD to one
seem
for
like a,
$50,000.
Would need a lot of help.
No, but just $50,000. It's nothing.
Like, oh, okay.
It's
and I guess it's like a return on investment.
Yeah,
like
I'm
you
getting
get
like
more.
$180 million back.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty good deal.
But that he said that for the past four payments, so I don't know what's happening. But anyway,
yeah.
Me, Renan, and I think Michelle and a couple of other people went to Boston for my freshman year to a radio conference. It was incredibly entertaining.
Oh, cool.
It was so funny. It was just like the collegiate, the IBM, IBM. Yeah, we went to IBM.
We went to IBM.
There was like an intercollegiate broadcast conference. It was like five old men really passionate about radio, and then just a bunch of semi-confused kids. Like, yeah!
Radio!
All right.
Yeah. Radio.
Oh, this is... All right, well, welcome to the segment of the show where Owen does his... his spoken word poetry.
Abstract rhyming time.
Because we do anecdotes a lot. So we're going to have Owen tell a story. And we're not going to respond at all.
There's no back and forth. We just go, hold on, you know what? I'm just going to cut. What are you? Yellow?
I don't even know if I'm coming in at this point, so.
Welcome to the radio, Owen. You're on the air.
Here we go. This is the Owen show. We've staged a coup. It's now just me. How's everybody doing? I forget they can't hear you. So this is my show. It's called, that stare is just killing me. Oh, you know what? Hey, this is our show. It's called Kevin Milton, right? Get those syllables in there. So this is Kevin Milton. This is my radio show. This is where we talk about all things Leaf Blower. The newest.
And we're back.
This is my new show called Owen Gumbo. And.
Oh, man. That is unnerving. We've talked about that before. It's just impossible. I don't get
how you do it. Well, because I mean, I feel like most people who do solo radio shows just play live music, right?
Well, what was his name? Jake Garber used to do a solo show, and he would talk. He had like good riffs in between songs. Oh. I just don't know how he did it. And it was fluid, too. It was like he was talking to you. Like he knew he was who he was talking to at home. I've tried it when James was late one time, like by 5 minutes, and I just went with the show. He's just like, turn it on, and I'll just show up. I was You're listening. You're listening to the... Stupid.
You're listening. Welcome to Mucka Gumbo. I'm Kevin. James will be here in a second.
And then you run out of stuff to say.
And then that's it. Yeah.
So,
the weather.
How about that conflict in Kashmir, am I right, guys?
What? Like Kashmir the fabric or the country?
No.
I just made up that country, by the way. That was a gamble because I thought he might be talking about a place.
I totally
that
believe that was like a small like city somewhere.
That's Kashmir.
Yeah, Kashmir. It's pronounced in,
right?
You know, the Pakistani-Indian conflict. I'm reading about it for class. That's why I mentioned it. So, like,
Oh, great. Yeah, nice common topic. Way to pick the least common denominator.
It's a pretty hot-button issue.
Because I'm American?
We know what we're about.
Anything outside of America is China and Russia, okay?
I'm proud to be an American.
We both know each other's position on vaccinations. Like, I could never imagine being vaccinated. Like, that's just so foreign to me.
I dropped that line on my friend the other day.
Did you really? I love it.
And it was like kind of a lull in the conversation. We were at the gym. And I just like laughed to myself. Like, huh. And he goes, yo, what's up? And I'm like, dude, imagine getting vaccinated.
That's what I did the exact same thing, right? I told you last week where this one girl was like, oh, man, just get the measles shot or whatever like that. It's a muscle shot. So her muscles were hurting. She's like, man, they're killing me. I turned to my friend and I go, huh. Imagine being vaccinated.
That's bold.
And we, we asked at the end of last episode if anti-vaxxers were a thing or if that was just overblown and fun to talk about on social media. You know what I mean? Like, so we didn't get any...
Owen's definitely an anti-vaxxer. Look at him.
He's Owen just goes quiet. He's like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. He's actually gnawing on his headphone wire. No.
What are you talking about?
I think we should try to do a little on-air research right now. How many anti-vaxxers do you think there are per capita? Oh, wait, that didn't make any sense. 17. How many anti-vaxxers do you think there are per, like, square mile, I guess?
I don't know.
How would you measure?
Just one guy in a fedora with a briefcase from the government walks across the country and measures.
How many anti-vaxxers?
Here we go. Thank you, Washington Post. Here's how many, this is from 2015, and as we know, this movement with its great moral code and,
you know what you do? Incognito mode.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
How does that help? Like, what is that?
I mean, it gets past the New York Times is you can only do 3 things a month.
Oh, because it doesn't, like, remember that you,
There you go, yeah.
3 and 10.
No.
There's no
way. Get out of here. Get out of town. That's not true. Polling has suggested as many as 3 in 10 Americans... All right, so wait, hold on. Here's how it's phrased. As many as 3 in 10 Americans think that vaccines should not generally be mandatory. So does that count as anti-vaxxer? Because an anti-vaxxer would be like, no vaccines. Yeah. So the survey from the shows 83... Well, I
mean, you know what the big thing about vaccines is the anti-vaxxers are like, yeah, it's basically like you're just mixing up, you're stirring up a bunch of diseases and just shooting it up. It's like a whole ailment heroin. But that's obviously not what
to
it's
To be
like.
Honest, all right, let's just... All right, I don't want to give a platform to the anti-vaxxers, but if someone told you, if someone just... Like, you know nothing about medicine, so just get in their head first. To be honest, I think it's more logical as a stupid person, which I think I generally am. If if someone walks up to you like an old-timey 1800s doctor and goes, "Here, sonny," and he's, "I've got this magical tube full of disease." And you know what you do? You put it in your arm and it'll make the disease go away. It's like, that sounds a little counterintuitive. I don't think I'm going to buy that, Mr. Doctor Man. Mm. And we'll try this snake oil instead. I think it's intuitively, if you're a stupid person and someone says, "Hey, can I inject you with disease juice?" You go, "I don't know, that sounds like it might give me a disease." It kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I guess it's fair. I mean, nothing's worse than round earthers, though, you know what I mean?
That took me a second.
That self-satisfied smile. That knowing smile.
You gotta just beat the conspirators at like their, you know, you gotta just be like round, like, you believe in an earth? Like, are you nuts? Like,
just taking a step. That's the fun thing about conspiracy theories, though, is because basically conspiracy theorists just don't like, I think it's just you're bored with the status quo. I mean, there's gotta be some psychological reason why people just make stuff up, because you can make anything up. So yeah, you could just take it to its extreme with the flat earthers.
You believe in the earth?
And be like, "You believe in a flat earth? I believe in a single point in space and time. I don't even think it has dimensions. I think we're just a literal speck." We talked about the Flat Earth Society, which is, yes, a real thing. They have an organization. The Flat Earth Society's logo, not anymore, but when we looked at, we were curious, so we looked it up. We went on their website. The Flat Earth Society, their logo was a globe.
Yeah. Well, you can't show like a disc. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that doesn't make any. But it was. But it even had a little bit of shading on the sides to indicate that it was spherical. Speaking of organizations with clout, not that Flat Earth Societies are lobbying Congress, but or are they?
I actually don't know that.
I think maybe.
What percent of congressmen and women are anti-vaxxers or flat earthers?
Do you think there are? No.
Yes.
Really?
100%.
Oh, yeah, no, I would probably, yeah.
Is flat earthing like a thing? Like,
a verb?
Well, because even if you believe in that, like, I mean, how does that, like, affect your life? You know what I mean? Like, why would that be such a huge part of your identity?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're still living,
Like, you mean a flat earther, like ER at the end. That's who you are.
Right. Those like, if that's exist. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Actually, yeah, you're right. Because, like, a lot of people, and we talk about this in like, history class a lot, where it's like, you know, usually you're defined by, or, like, people shove other people into these categories, right? So you're defined by your ethnicity or your gender or something like that. Flat earthers are defined by the fact that they are flat earthers. That's their defining characteristic. That's what lumps them all together.
Yeah. What a boring thing to be at a party, too.
What a stupid thing to be at a party, too.
What was I just gonna... Oh, yeah. So organizations that have a following that probably shouldn't, have you guys ever seen the Scientology building in New York?
Oh, yeah.
My God, it's gorgeous. I want to be a Scientologist now. It's amazing. It looks like Gothic. It's beautiful. And I think it's like right across from... Is it across from Trump Tower?
That's karmic. That's hilarious.
I think it might be. I'm not entirely sure about that. But I remember seeing those two things close together. That's where they recruit most of their... Trump's employing
outlet is the science, the church. The church.
All I know about Scientology is the South Park episode that they did on it.
Oh, yeah.
And they, like, one of the characters is a Scientologist, and they do, like, a whole, like, they go through the whole backstory, and, like, halfway through this crazy story, they put up this little blurb at the bottom of the screen that's like, this isn't us, like, being South Park. Like, this is, we're just telling you what it is.
It's true, yeah. No, the Lord Xenu came down and dropped a bunch of alien souls into volcanoes from DC-8 airplanes. Okay? The airplanes left. The aliens died in the volcanoes. Their souls inhabit the Earth. And we're just full of alien souls.
Like, this is real.
I swear. I may be butchering it a little bit.
No, that's
Pastafarian.
Pastafarian, yeah.
Great religion. I own the gospel.
So wait, what's the second coming for Scientologists then?
More airplanes full of aliens.
It's Tom Cruise. It's already
I don't think so. What I know is, I think this is. I may have to look this up. I believe it's that aliens' souls inhabit all human beings, and to expel their evil energy, you have to poo and pee. I may be.
Oh, I'm, so that's why we poo and pee. It's because of the aliens.
So, and what they have are machines that have a pretty official name, but they hook you up to them. And, James, are you all right? And he's dying over there. They hook you up to these machines that are basically alien energy testers, and they like ask you, like, when they plugged in these nodes in your arms, they're like, so how have your poops been? And I guess they like they give you a number that on this machine that tells you how much alien energy you have based on how much poo you have excreted over the past couple. I think I'm now officially in dangerous territory. But
oh, is that why they that's why they were so surprised when it was whoever it was in the South Park episode had like a 10 on their meter or something like that, right? And they thought he was the second coming of their founder.
Yeah.
I feel kind of bad bastardizing Scientological doctrine. Yeah. But I kind of want to make sure I got this right. Let me just look up DC-8 volcano. This is I know this is true. I know this is true. Auditing is what it's called when they test your poo evil
pee
level. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, that's an actual thing. And it started as just science fiction from L. Ron Hubbard. Like, I don't think his goal was a religion. I think he just realized he could kind of get away with it. Mm. All right, James, fine. I guess we're not important enough.
Sorry, I'm trying to make dinner plans.
Wow.
And they're trying to leave, like, now. But okay. I'm just trying to pick me something up.
Hey, we can...
Okay, hey, know what? You know what?
What?
Maybe I will.
Okay. All right,
James. I don't know what I will.
Yeah, I didn't even finish that sentence. I want to go. I haven't gone out to dinner in a while. I haven't eaten campus food for a couple of
Me too.
Like a month now. I mean, I don't go out often, but like every couple of weeks, you should probably get food.
Yeah,
you know where I went recently that was fantastic is Wawa. Sogo.
Maria's Sogo and has... Javier's underground Mexican bistro. We found a pamphlet. We found a pamphlet out there that was like a Mexican bistro, and I was telling Owen that exists under the radio studio.
I was about to say, can you imagine? So, do you think? What's the radius of the radio station, do you think?
The broadcasting radius?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can hear me when I get off the exit from Phillipsburg.
Like a few miles, maybe?
Yeah.
A mile or two?
I think it's definitely a couple of miles.
Do you think more people listen to our show?
Well, then we're broadcasting into the Earth. We're not in the airwaves. We're in the Earth waves.
Well, we're still broadcasting through the... Like broadcasting in the sphere, kind of.
Yeah. Well,
it's
I don't
like
know.
A two-dimensional...
Well, I thought the mole people were under the lizard people. I thought they were like tears.
No, the lizard people are like with us.
You unzip your head.
I mean, like, I did a whole project on this in sophomore year English. I got an A on it. It was like a final. I'm not kidding. Like, I actually know a surprising amount about the lizard people. Yeah.
What do you mean the lizard? So what are you talking about? You just said the lizard people. Like they're duh.
I'm sorry, the reptilians. That's the correct.
Okay. Wait, you got to enlighten us.
This is like. You've never heard of this?
No.
I have, but not
yeah.
not like, in like full. Not all I recently. All I've heard is lizard people. I've never
yeah.
heard an actual.
So the idea is that there are these lizard people that come from Mars and they can shapeshift, right? So they can take the form of another person. So it's like, you know, they've infiltrated governments and organizations in the world. I think Obama's a lizard. I think that was proven.
Wait, hold on. Do you want to restate that? You think that Obama's a lizard?
That's right. For the record,
you truly believe that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine,
Owen? Shut up.
Imagine if I got a text right now from Owen being like, "I'm so sorry, I missed the show." It's like, oh. That one starts off with, yeah, there's a theory that we, I mean they.
Can you imagine? No, so for people like that, it's gotta be.
That's like John Carpenter, right? The Thing.
What?
Pretty much.
Like the movie?
Yeah, John Carpenter's The Thing.
But this is like there is like the idea here is that there's like a lot of them and they like they're everywhere and they're like
in the public government sector.
Geico, that's.
That's the God King.
Like a third of my project was on how Geico insurance is actually run by the lizards, and so they're hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, I was gonna say so the gecko in the commercials is just like, yeah, this is my true form, idiots. I'm not CGI. He's just like waving his reptilian.
That's how they broadcast their messages to like the people, like to coordinate. Is in Geico.
If you stop play them backwards, play it backwards. It's like,
Now, yeah. Do you think it's strictly like schizophrenics who believe in that? Do you think there's like one guy with his head on straight, wife and family, works at the Kinko's, and then he comes back and he's like, how's your day, honey? Good. No lizard people today.
Good. None of those reptilian freaks.
He goes into the basement and there's like stalker photos of like the local mayor and just be like, I know he's in it. Like,
but he's really mild mannered about it.
Yeah,
those damn lizard people.
How's your day at work, honey?
Had
to take out another one of them. Just, ever vigilant. All right, I'm going to bed. I'm going to watch my programs and then, you know.
And then plot the counter mobilization. Oh, man.
That's like, we were doing a similar thing. I was just telling you, I'm not sure if I told you, but our last radio show, we were, we did the Ubu thing. And then we were like, so I've always wanted Ram, when he knocks down Martha's tray, or he knocks down someone's tray, he goes, oops. But I always want him to do, oopsie dipsie.
Did I do that?
We were saying, how funny would it be if Ram talked like that the whole show, but like no one thought it was weird? You know what I mean? Like
everyone's just, still like, terrified of me.
It's just like,
my buddy Kurt asked you a question. Yeah. Like, what did you say to me,
Skank?
What did you say to me, Skank?
But everyone's like, yeah, wow, Ram.
I think that's
like,
a good acting choice.
Buff. He's so strong and
he's
terrifying.
He's huge and like veiny.
But I kind of like whine the whole thing. Like I'm not angry or anything. Like,
yeah, it's just
oopsie.
A little.
My buddy Kurt asked you a question.
Guys.
Oh, all right. We are. You know, we really should. We
this has been. This has been horrible.
We should head to the word of the day and then head out because it's.
Oh,
been,
yeah, true.
It's 6:10.
Word of the day.
Wow. Yeah. So at the end of every episode, because we we do a lot of. Oh, are you kidding me?
Oh, is that what I think it's?
Moiety.
Oh, I thought it's
moisty.
I thought it
was moisty. At the end of every episode, for those who don't know, and for Owen, we do a word of the day. Because we feel like we poison everyone's mind for an hour and 10 minutes. We should probably do something redemptive.
We usually do two or three, honestly.
Well, so yeah, we got Merriam-Webster Dictionary and New York Times. The word of the day, and I believe this is how it's pronounced, is moiety.
Moiety.
Yes, yeah. And moiety. It is one of two equal parts, half. One of two approximately equal parts. One of the portions into which something is divided. So one of a half. Moiety. Moiety is one thousands. What? Oh, it's from the French.
Moiety.
Which is...
No, that's not that.
I don't... When I do a French accent, it's never an accent. It's just me, like, curling my face, contorting like this. Yeah.
It's pronounced Eiffel Tower.
Dictionary.com. We got plasticity. This is fun. It's a good word. Capability of being molded, receiving shape, or being made to assume a desired form. The plasticity...
Not unlike the lizards.
Mm.
All right. Now you're just full like gonna, you're going to be like you insert lizard doctrine into everything. Just so you know, Owen's eyes are going wide with fear. And then we give the New York Times a shot. They usually disappoint.
Yeah.
Redoubtable. Actually, not a word. I may have used that like once in my life. Redoubtable.
Oh, docent is the one before
inspiring
that.
Fear, worthy of respect or honor.
Like Heather Chandler.
Yes. Oh, that was a good note to end on. Speaking of, see Heather's.
Oh, yes.
This upcoming Heather's Thursday,
next
Friday,
week.
And Saturday.
We actually do have time to do our show on Sunday. Like next
oh, yeah,
week.
We do.
So,
well,
I think
we're
Amanda
also
said she wanted to be on. Actually.
No, she's not coming on.
Okay.
Just yikes. Owen forever. It's about time. Yeah, I think it's about that time. Any parting thoughts, Owen? How'd you like this experience?
It was good. I was just thinking about how I still don't actually know any of the Heather's names, even though I've been in the show for several months.
Do you mean their actual names?
No, like I know like the human beings, but in terms of the characters, I just know
Heather
them
Duke,
as the red
Heather,
one, the
Chandler,
green one, and the yellow one, like the Power Rangers.
Heather,
right? Like the red McNamara. One's the leader, because the red one's always, yeah. You know, the leader. You know, I just...
The yellow one is the psychopath.
Right.
No.
Oh, yeah. No.
She's the depressed one.
Or wait, no. Which one is...
Heather Mack is the yellow. She's depressed. And she...
Yeah, but she also says, if I had like, a meat cleaver...
Well, yeah, she's described as, like, aloof and, yeah. Like, a follower, effectively. Yeah. Heather Chandler is the mythic B word.
Jeez Louise. Okay, yeah. But see
Boys.
Heather's this upcoming Thursday and Friday. Thursday and Friday from starting
7 at 7 p.m.
So 7
and
then
9:30. Saturday the 13th at 2 p.m.
Yeah, the matinee, as they call it. Go and see that.
The
but
manatee.
The manatee. Word of the day. For now, you have been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania, and this has been Mocha Gumbo, and I'm Kevin.
And I'm James.
And I'm Owen.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.